Josh showed up a little nervous, as did a lot of the other guys, but I think eventually we could all just be ourselves. And I really loved it because what I found in working with other artists is that there was synergy that's different than working with people who aren't used to creative flow, basically. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's something these guys are adept at. They're really good at, except they do it with words. Words, ideas, rhyming. So for a photographer, it's a different medium, but I have a lot of appreciation just in general for people who can let go and create.
That's awesome. And then the resulting images, was it what you expected?
It exceeded my expectations, to be honest with you. I thought I was just gonna, you know, take a couple pics in like a suit, and then that was that. But we got this one cool image that where I'm wearing like this, like, what is that, by the way? It's like a some sort of cloth that's like around my face, and there's like these glowing red lights in front of me, and like I'm hitting a jewel or whatever, and there's like smoke everywhere. Yeah, a lot of people loved it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. It definitely exceeded my expectations for sure. And it was an honor, mm-hmm. to be honest.
The reason it worked is because I was felt like in a space to play. I mean, basically, we just had to play.
Exactly.
And you were...
I was open to it. At first, I was like, what are you doing? Are you trying to kill me or something? You're like tying this linen around my face. Am I going to be able to breathe or what? And it worked out great. And that photo in particular is like my favorite picture of all time. You know, so it was great.
And, you know, it was collaborative. And I wanted it to be collaborative. That is like a way of working that I really love and value. And so even coming into it, I had talked to the guys. I had learned a little bit about them, asked them, you know, what qualities in themselves they like felt were their strengths. And, you know, even in the moment of throwing that cloth over Josh's head, like, it was collaborative.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
How do we make this work?
Can you tell me about any other surprising reactions that you've gotten to the work that you put out there?
I was really excited that like some editors from major publications liked the work, mostly because that lets them see what's happening locally, and that puts a face in their mind of Appalachia that maybe they hadn't seen. So, you know, get the photo editor at the Wall Street Journal liking the image, or somebody at Time Magazine.
It seems like in this community here, you know, in the Ohio Valley, Upper Ohio Valley, that there is sort of a struggle for the hip hop artist in this community to have respect. What's your experience as a hip hop artist in the Ohio Valley? Do you feel...
You know, sometimes it bums me out when other artists feel like they need to get the respect of, like, the Ohio Valley, when I feel like they should shoot further than just the Ohio Valley. Like me, I'm shooting for the stars. Like, I want the world to hear me. I'm not just really concerned about if the Ohio Valley respects me or not.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I hope they do, but, yeah, it's neither here nor there.
I had a thought, though, just yesterday, that it's like, even though you get national publication, it's like you still want mommy and daddy to love you, you know? And so the Ohio Valley, like, it's like been a struggle my whole life. It's like, I want people to understand me or to get me. When will I let go of that?
Yeah, don't get me wrong. Like, I do want people around here to be supportive of me, but it really isn't that much of like a music city as much as I would love it to be. It's just the reality is, like, not everybody's gonna, you know, support you. So, you know.
Well, let me ask both of you this. Clearly, it's hard to make it as an artist in this region.
It's hard to make it in this region.
It's hard to make it in this region. That's very true. But I mean, probably especially as an artist. And so why do you stay then?
Well, I love it here, honestly. Like, a lot of people, and I hope, like, my last statements don't make people think, like, I hate this place. Because I don't hate, I love this place. But all of my family lives here. So, like, no matter what, this place is always going to be a staple for me. No matter how far my journey goes, I love this place. I've met some great people. I've had some great times. I've had some bad times here. But it all has made me who I am. So I can never hate on this place.
What about you, Rebecca? I mean, do you ever feel compelled to leave?
The honest answer, no. I don't know. It's complex. I'm not sure there's enough time in the broadcast to cover it.
I do want to move eventually, but I wouldn't move too far away. I'm a grandma's boy and all that stuff, so you know, I got to at least make sure I see my family because they're the ones that keep me humble, you know? My grandma's the realest person I know. I wouldn't even be rapping if it wasn't for her. So.
Well, I mean, I was glad that when I came back here, I was here through the end of my grandmother's life. She's sort of the person I also think about as, like, the head of the family. You know, even though she's not here, she's still so much in my thoughts. So I know where my grandma came from. I know her struggles. So I just hope to move us as a group, us as a family, like, you know, a little further along for all the work that she did, you know.
And what else, what are you working on? Where are you artistically right now?
I actually have an album done. Right now I'm working on, like, the business side of things. And, yeah, I'm never satisfied. That's what I feel like. I have an album done, but I still create music, like, either on a daily basis or every other day. And then I might like that song more than another song on my album. So I'm like, I want to take this one off. I'm going to add this one. So, like, it's kind of a struggle because I'm never satisfied, but it'll get there. I just want to make a masterpiece, that's all. I don't want to put out nothing that's mediocre or nothing that I don't stand behind.
Sounds like the classic artist struggle.
I know, that's why I'm just like, oh, it's like so great to like meet someone who's like in a totally different place in their life that I had really never known, who's like saying my own thoughts.
That's awesome.
I mean, I feel like I could have said everything he just said, but in relation to my own work.
Well, I want to thank you both very much for joining me today and for sharing thoughts on art and living in this region. It's been a pleasure.